The White House, the Democrats, and the shameless hacks of the mainstream media flat out lied about Donald Trump's bloodbath comments. But the real bloodbath they should be concerned about has nothing to do with Trump, but rather their precious illegal aliens who are murdering, assaulting, and raping American citizens. The show starts now. Charlottesville, Russia, 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 January 6th, indictment 1, 2, 3, and 4. Is there anything the left hasn't lied on Trump about? That is, of course, a rhetorical question because all they do is lie about the man. And no shocker here, over the weekend, they did it again. At a rally in Ohio, former President Donald Trump talked about the impending economic bloodbath that would ensue if Joe and Democrats were given another 4 years in office. The media at large and even the White House decided to cut it up, spin it, exaggerate it, and run with this lie.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath?
He is endorsing political violence.
Says that he was talking about an economic bloodbath.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
He understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Well, thank you to Congressman Byron Donalds for putting that little montage together. You know, if Donald Trump really is so bad, so evil, so diabolical, why does the left have to make up so much about him? Why must they lie? It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What they are doing and what they have done since the moment he announced his candidacy in 2015 is the textbook definition of gaslighting. If they were just honest about Trump, the general public might like him too much, so they have to lie. And nearly, if not all, they have accused Trump of, they've actually done or in the process of doing. How scared they are of Trump and the truth should scare the living hell out of you, because it sure does me. Joining me now to wade through all of their lies, old and new, is our friend and former Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Cash Patel. Cash, the bloodbath comment, getting a lot of play, the White House even putting out a statement saying that Trump wants to exact political revenge and a bloodbath on the country, shameless with their lies. But, you know, this is really par for the course. Are you surprised at all?
Hey, it's great to be with you. And absolutely not. Look, when you don't have an economy to run on, when you don't have a border to run on, when you don't have the increasing of forever wars to run on, when you don't have American service members being killed overseas to run on, when you have two arch enemies in Russia and the CCP dominating the global scene and making America bend at their altar, you have to run on disinformation. And that's what Joe Biden and the left-wing media are doing, because America is in one of the worst positions we have been in modern history, perhaps in the last century. And all they need to do, all they have left to do, is name call Donald Trump and use explosively false rhetoric, just like from Russiagate, from Jan 6th, and everything in between, to try to take him out.
I'm glad you brought up January 6th, because when this new information unfolded last week, you're the first person I thought of. I know that you've tried to correct the narrative several times, but now we have really concrete evidence that a lot that they told us about January 6th as it relates to Donald Trump was, in fact, a lie. One of them being the National Guard issue, and the second being that Trump tried to commandeer his Secret Service vehicle. He tried to jump and lunge at the Secret Service to take control and to really lead the riot, or to, I guess, participate in the riot. Both of those things now uncovered to be a lie, as most of us knew they probably were anyway. But, you know, tell us and tell my audience a little bit more about what they should know about the real January 6th.
Yeah, look, your show has courageously reported it from jump. I was the chief of staff for the Department of Defense. I was in the Oval Office days before January 6th with the president and other senior cabinet secretaries, and President Trump authorized 10,000+ National Guardsmen and women if we needed them. And under the law, we went to Bowser and Pelosi and the Capitol Police, because it's Washington, D.C., and we said, hey, we got up to 10,000. We probably get more. Do you want them? And they rejected it, and they put it in writing. And I was the first guy subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. And I went in there and told them the exact same truth, which was corroborated by the Secretary of Defense, by the chairman. But the same operation this deep state government gangster squad ran in Russiagate, where they went to a federal court and withheld evidence of innocence to unlawfully surveil Donald Trump, the January 6th committee did the exact same thing with Cassidy Hutchinson to roll out a lie, the insurrection disinformation campaign narrative to kneecap Donald Trump. And what do we find out now? Tony Ornato, a career Secret Service officer, testified over 2 years ago to the January 6th committee and corroborated absolutely everything I have testified to for the last 3 years. And Liz Cheney buried that transcript and withheld its public release. Why? Because they didn't want the truth out there. The truth is that we have just exonerated Donald Trump of any insurrection narrative, and the left can't stand that.
Any consequences for not only Liz Cheney and others, but for Cassidy Hutchinson herself when she gave that really dramatic testimony about what Donald Trump supposedly did, trying to take control of the vehicle? Are there any repercussions for that, or do people just get to lie with impunity and we just move on because it's Trump and they don't have any, you know, goodwill towards the man?
Yes, and maybe we need to send you to Congress because we need some people with gumption over there. They could subpoena these people for public testimony tomorrow and ask them in front of the world, why did you lie? Why did you bury evidence? What else did you hide? What else did you destroy? And why are you hiding the truth from the American people? That would be a decent start. The rest of Americans who are defamed, like Tony Bobulinski, should file in his footsteps. He has filed a lawsuit against Cassidy Hutchinson. There should be at least six other people gearing up defamation lawsuits, which she can afford because the left bought her with her book and her lies. So she's got millions in the bank. So I'm not worried about that. But that would be a great starting point. But every member of that committee needs to be investigated, not just for ethics violations, but for violating the law and their office and their oath to the Constitution. And we need to be putting them on blast. I just don't see enough Republicans with the muster to do it.
Well, you know, even with this impeachment inquiry, that seems to be falling apart as we speak as well. You've got Hunter Biden, you mentioned, you know, him and everything going on with him. You and I have talked about it numerous times. He wanted this public testimony, this public hearing. Now he says he's got a conflict. He can't show up for this. So something that he staged like this big dramatic press conference that he wanted it to be public. Now he's not showing up at all. It feels like the impeachment inquiry is falling apart. I'm not so sure that Republicans have enough, at least when it comes to the court of public opinion, to get this thing even close to the finish line. So it just feels like all these people are able to do and say what they want. And even when Republicans do want to do something, it just never seems to get off the ground. Why is that?
It's just too, that's why people hate the swamp. There's too many people with disparate factions seeking headlines and their name and their egos in the shining lights across the country. And what they need to do is buckle down, like the few great representatives we have that are working on this, to say this is the priority. And I've always said impeaching Mayorkas was the priority over doing anything with Biden, because we know about his corruption and it is now out there. And once Hunter Biden gets tried in federal court, we'll have even more information.
Let's go on to another person that's looking to exact her revenge upon Donald Trump, and that's Fannie Willis over there in Fulton County. Okay, this whole thing, you know, she has been given really the opportunity to make a name for herself, and that's what she wanted through this whole thing, but she just couldn't put her affair to the side. She decided, you know what, listen, I'm going to be reckless, I'm going to be brazen with it, I'm going to go on Royal Caribbean cruises, I'm going to go to wineries, and I'm going to pay for it all in cash, blah, blah, blah. It's such a farce, such a joke. But what did you make last week of this judge's decision? It's telling, basically giving the ultimatum, hey, listen, either you can leave or your lover can leave. You both can't stay. We're going to split the baby. But also, it really doesn't seem like the consequence that maybe should have been. Do you think that that was a fair judgment, or would you have liked to seen something different?
No, it was an entirely ultimate act of cowardice by this judge, who bent the knee to the mainstream media so he wouldn't get shellacked, because he knew he would basically be public enemy number one for CNN, MSNBC for a year to come. Look, I was a former federal prosecutor. If I profited, forget all the affairs and all that other stuff and Lovebirds 2.0, if I personally monetarily profited from a prosecution I was bringing, that's illegal. Then I withheld that information from the court in which the case was being tried. That's also illegal. I don't know how this person still has a bar license down there. I'd be in prison right now if I did anything like that. And the worst message here, Tommy, is for our youth. If you want to be a federal prosecutor, you know what this judge just said? You can have an affair with your chief prosecutor. You can lie to the court about it. You can make monetary benefits from the prosecutions before me and lie to me about that too. You can also lie about the amount of money you received and the vacations you were taking, and the court will give you a get out of jail free card and reward you with what? You can continue your prosecution. It is a devastating blow to the uniform system of justice we so desperately need.
Do you think in some ways, though, this might be advantageous to Team Trump and what they're trying to prove here? Because she is staying on the case, but there's obviously a whole lot of holes being poked in it. She's lost all credibility, at least in the court of public opinion, if there's, you know, any sanity left in this country. Do you think that Team Trump is going to be able to use this and maybe it might help their case, given what a circus this has all been?
I think politically, this is one of the biggest footballs for the Team Trump to run with. I mean, they are singularly exposing the two-tier system of justice, not as a right-wing conspiracy, but playing out before their very eyes in the state of Georgia on a prosecution, in my opinion, that was unconstitutional to begin with. But once, even if you put that aside, and now you turn to her, Fannie Willis's actions with Wade Willis and others, Americans are like, wait a second, I might not like Donald Trump, but does that mean you're going to prosecute my neighbors, my parents, my cousins? If I'm a Trump supporter or a two-way guy or America First person, you're going to come after me and the prosecution's going to lie to the federal judge or state judge and going to get out of jail, get out of jail free card just because the media wants him to have it. I think politically, this is one of the better arguments President Trump can run with.
If there's any shred of integrity left, this whole thing will eventually be thrown out. At least I would hope so. Cash, I know you got to go. You got a busy day. Thank you, as always, for joining us. And as we let you go, I do have to play a clip from Trump's Truth Social because I think my audience will just really enjoy it. Thank you for being here. And without further ado, let's look at the greatness of Donald Trump on Truth Social.
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
Ever?
Ever.
No.
Oh, it just doesn't get old. I could watch it on repeat. But folks, Planet Fitness stands by its exploitive and dangerous policy of allowing biological men in women's locker rooms. And yeah, it may be time to give them the Bud Light treatment. It is time for my final thoughts. Folks, it used to be a pretty bipartisan thing. Men don't belong in the women's locker room for, well, obvious reasons. It used to be a bipartisan and unified reaction if a man were to enter a women's locker room. It wouldn't be tolerated. It would be shamed and the man counted as a likely pervert, but not anymore. Now that the Rainbow Mafia has sucked the life out of everything, including common sense and reason, women are left to fend for ourselves. Right, Planet Fitness? After a Planet Fitness member at an Alaska gym snapped a photo of a full dude shaving his legs in the women's locker room, her membership was revoked. Yeah, you heard that right. The biological man in question supposedly identifies as queer LGB, rendering him godlike and untouchable to criticism or consequence. After this whole farce went viral on social media, Planet Fitness doubled down on revoking the woman's membership, citing she violated the gym's policy prohibiting photos and videos being taken in the locker room. So let's just unpack that. I assume that policy exists so that members can feel comfortable changing and showering in their respective locker rooms without being exposed or exploited. I get it. So Planet Fitness, going along with that logic, how the hell do you think women feel having a full-ass man in an area where we are showering and changing? In a statement to Fox News Digital, Planet Fitness Chief Corporate Affairs Officer McCall Goslin said, as the home of the judgment-free zone, our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the gym facilities that best align with their sincere, self-reported gender identity. When asked if the biological man in question's sincere, self-reported gender was female, Planet Fitness did not respond. Figures. Planet Fitness, a judgment-free zone, huh? Well, I call BS. And not just on Planet Fitness, but on every corporation, organization, association, business, and league that kowtows to this gender madness. If you're a man who goes into a woman's space, violating that space with your manhood, aka your junk, You should be judged. Why the actual hell should that biological man's feelings and identity trump mine as a woman? And I know most Democrats and even left-wingers agree. They're just too cowardly to say something. Planet Fitness is shameful, and it's high time they get the Bud Light treatment. Those are my final thoughts from Nashville. God bless, and take care.